This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. Glad to have you here today on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and yes, this is Bill Crawford. Along with producer Brian Temple, we are here today for a couple of hours to hopefully brighten your afternoon and maybe inform you a little bit about some things that you didn't know about. And our temperature roller coaster continues today. Now, on the 26th of March in the year of our Lord 2026, it's about 82 degrees outside, and it's nice and warm and wonderful. And Brian, how are you doing on this warm day?
You know, the air conditioner and heat pump in my house is kind of bipolar, because I think I'm going to have to replace the switch from heat to cold over the last week for soldiery for tornadoes, snow on the ground, hot, cold. I think I'm wearing out the switch on the side.
I think my heater, I just actually, believe it or not, today I had the guy come by and do the spring service on our system.
Always smart.
Always smart. And of course, they pointed out things that have absolutely no impact on the performance, but they would love to have us pay to fix. And maybe may or may not happen, but who knows?
And as someone who's had a heat pump go out in both summer and winter, I'm a little less adversarial about stuff they want to maintain.
Oh, I totally agree. But I don't know. Just we're going to get, let's put it this way. Just like in the medical world, sometimes you need a second opinion, and I'm going to get a second opinion on this one. And but hey, glad they came out. Glad it's working okay. And speaking of power, this has been on my agenda to talk about for a couple of days, but because we've had such bang up guests and their interviews ran a little long, I didn't really get around to it. But you may recall this week earlier, we had state senatorial candidate Seth Burton on there. Seth was a former submarine commander and is an expert in nuclear, a self-proclaimed expert in nuclear power. And after listening to his interview, I tended to believe his self-proclamation, but nuclear power may be returning to the United States of America in a big way. What happened was the Japanese Prime Minister, and I'm going to butcher this name, Sanae Takaishi, announced last week that they were going to sell $40 billion worth of small nuclear reactors to Alabama and Tennessee. They're quick, smaller, they're easier to deploy, and each one is going to provide enough power to supply 20,000 to 30,000 homes. And guess what? They're going to be bringing them to the old Bellefonte location. Have you, you've heard about this, haven't you, Brian?
I've actually been out there. That's a great idea. And I've been a fan of nuclear power as long as it's fission, not fusion. So that we have, we want to minimize the waste, but nuclear power, if managed well, is a great opportunity for us. It's a great source of power, and we're going to need it. As much technology and data centers come here, we need it.
We are going to need it, and I, too, am a fan of nuclear power. When I flew helicopters over in Germany, we could actually kind of fly around the nuclear reactors over there. We couldn't get too close, but we could get close enough to them to see what they looked like. But I think one of the things that's interesting about this is they're going to be smaller. And when they're smaller, that means they don't have as big an impact on – they don't have as big a footprint, and hopefully will not have as big an impact if something goes wrong. So that's coming, folks.
Well, and they're also easier to maintain and contain should anything go wrong. There's a YouTube channel called Practical Engineering that has, this guy, is very smart. He's an actual engineer. But he did a series on the cooling towers, you know, the kind of like bottle shaped cooling towers at a nuclear power plant. Right. I've always wondered how those work, and he has an excellent explainer how that does. It's a lot fewer moving parts than you would think. So if you see those towers out there and are curious, Practical Engineering on YouTube.
Well, at one little bit more on nuclear plants. When I was a cadet at West Point, we got to tour one. And if you go inside the nuclear plant, you will see a swimming pool like structure. And the swimming pool is where the rods are that are actually doing the nuclear reaction. You can see them glowing. That's heavy water. Nothing gets out. And I had an uncle who used to be a security guard over at Bellefonte. And he said one time some guys came into the plant. They had scuba gear on, and they dove into the pool where the reaction was going on, and they had to do some work down there. And he told me that these were people who were ex-military folks, and they had some work that had to be done down there that could not be done by a machine. And he said these were people who were terminally ill, and they'd been paid a fabulous sum of money to go do the little task that had to be done down there.
Huh.
I guess that's good work if you can get it, but I wouldn't want to get that work. But he said he saw it happen on more than one occasion. And I guess that's not something that's well publicized, but,
you know, we were talking the other day about the movie Space Cowboys.
Right.
About the old astronauts who were the only ones that could fix the big Russian rocket up in the air. Right. Sometimes you just need, and you know, and there were various stages of health. I think Donald Sutherland was in that movie and had terminal cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
It was his last ride. And, you know, it just wanted to be helpful one more time. So there's something to be said for that. It sounds like a very exciting story if we could find out what that was.
Well, unfortunately, my uncle is no longer with us, and I dare say any of those people who performed that task are probably not with us either. So we will just have to go with his word on that. But one thing I did forget to mention, you know, I normally like to let people know what day it is, what national holiday. And today is my favorite one because it is Name Your Own Holiday Today. It's Name Your Own Holiday Day. And so I'm going to name my day as National Dachshund Appreciation Day.
There you go.
I have had dachshunds all my life. I've got one now, and they're the best little dogs you could ever have. Brian, give me your national holiday. Name your own one.
National Ollie the Wonder Dog Day.
National Ollie the Wonder Dog Day.
Hey, she is recovering fine from her knee surgery from a couple of weeks ago. She went to the doctor Tuesday. She's healing ahead of schedule, and she is just as spry as she ever was. So,
and one more knee to go, right?
Well, let's see. That one, the doctor said that knee actually looks better now. Well, so maybe I'm only buying one knee this year.
Hey, that's a good thing. I only bought one knee this year so far also. Well, folks, we're going to get out of here, but we have a very fascinating topic coming up. There's something happening in Huntsville this weekend, which is the Public Power Line Workers Rodeo. Brian's found that somewhere, and we track those people down. And this is happening at Hunt Park tomorrow and Saturday. And I've never heard of anything like this in my life before. I'm really looking forward to interviewing these folks and letting them tell us about this competition that anybody can go watch Saturday. So we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Powerline Workers Rodeo. Stay tuned. It's going to be interesting.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information. information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and now is your last chance for Truck Month deals at Lynn Layton Ford. Now through the 31st, with your good credit, get 0% financing for 60 months, zero down, plus zero payments for 90 days, and $1,000 cash on new F-150s. That's right, final days, zero for 60, zero down, zero payments for 90 days, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all new 25 F-150s. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP on 25 Rangers, $5,000 off Rangers. Save up to $10,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2025 Explorers, up to $10,000 off on Explorer. We've got new Maverick hybrids starting at under $28,000. That's right, new 25 Maverick hybrids are truck month priced for just $27,840, and never any hidden markups or dock fees. Truck month ends March 31st, so don't miss your chance. We hope to see you real soon at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline in Decatur, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Welcome back, everybody. A little bit of a different bumper song today, thanks to producer Brian Temple. This is Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. And this is Bill Crawford. And I have Ursula Shriver and Cody Raveling on the line. Are you folks there?
Doing great, yeah.
Well, good. Well, if you would please allow me just a moment to introduce the competition y'all are going to be talking to us about, and then we'll get back to our conversation, and you can tell me what I have missed. This weekend in Huntsville, we're going to have the public Powerline Workers Rodeo. This was established in 2001 by the American Public Power Association. And it's a national event. And what it does, it brings power line workers together from across the U.S. and U.S. territories. This is where German and apprentice line workers demonstrate their skill, knowledge, and safety practices. It's a competition and it's also a professional development event. It features time events that mirror real world line work. And by the way, I looked at some of that on YouTube videos today. It is fascinating. The competitors are evaluated on safety, teamwork, and precision. It's a family friendly event with all kinds of demonstrations and activities. And it's the first time this event has been held in the city of Huntsville. And Huntsville Utilities and the city of Huntsville have been superb partners in power preparing for this event. And we're going to have 137 apprentices, 63 teams from 21 states. Did I miss anything or did I get it pretty close?
Well, I'll jump in first and then turn it over to Cody. But I think you got it pretty close. Just, I guess, a little background. You know, there are 2,000 public power utilities in the U.S., you know, large cities like Los Angeles, small communities across the country that participate in the rodeo. And we move the rodeo around to a different community every year, and it's hosted by one of our member utilities. So obviously this year, Huntsville Utilities, as you mentioned, has been a great host. But we do that just to give communities an opportunity to locally see the, you know, the rodeo itself, and really just, you know, make sure that everywhere across the U.S. has an opportunity to see, you know, what line work is and, you know, witness the competition. So it's a great opportunity for, you know, both our member utilities to participate. And I think you mentioned we have competitors from 20 states across the country that have utilities from California have driven in to participate in this. So just it's a really great event and it's great for the community to be able to see everything that goes into line work and the rodeo.
Well, let me ask
Cody. You can probably talk more.
Okay, go ahead, Cody.
Cody could probably a little bit more flavor on the actual competition and all of that.
Well, Cody, let me ask either you or Ursula a question because I have one more little background question before we get into what people are actually going to see. How did this come to be? I mean, I know baseball started during the break between battlefields in the Civil War when Abner Doubleday created the game of baseball, but how did this come to be? What was the nexus for making this competition happen?
I mean, I can chime in just on for the Public Power Line Workers Rodeo, and then maybe Cody can speak to rodeos in general. But there is an international rodeo that started in 1984, where competitors from all different sectors of the industry, public power, investor-owned utilities, co-ops, contractors, from all across the country and international, come to participate. But, you know, public power utilities, some of them would participate, but we started this the Public Power Line Workers Rodeo in 2001, just really to bring public power utilities together and have them participate in their own rodeo. So it's obviously a little bit smaller, a little bit more, closely knit. And it's an opportunity for our members to also, you know, a lot of people that participate in rodeos also participate in mutual aid. So they go and assist each other in storm restoration. And so it's an opportunity to build those connections. For when they will go out and, you know, have to perform mutual aid events.
And those so often happen in the Southeast.
Well, Ursula, you kind of basically explained that well. I realized I was on mute, so when I was trying to talk earlier, it wasn't working, and I was trying to figure out what was going on, but now we're back on board here. So, it's just a great event to get the public power communities together, showcase their skills and, you know, big part of it is just the camaraderie of making friendships with other, utility workers throughout the nation, essentially.
Well, Cody, let me ask you a question. I'm looking at the website that talks about the competition and the levels of apprentice 1, 2, and 3. And, I am not well versed enough in this topic to describe the competition. Tell us a little bit about what kind of competitions, people do, what they're going to see when they go out there.
Yeah, so you got two different, basically, categories. You got the apprentices, and then you got the journeymen. Apprentices, they're basically, you know, when they start their journey or their line worker career, they have to go through essentially a four-year apprenticeship, also obtain 8,000 hours of on-the-job training before they can become a journeyman. So apprentices compete individually. They've got five events that they have to do. Their first event is actually tomorrow night. That one is not open to the public. That's a written test that they have to do. It's a 25-question test based out of the American Public Power Association safety manual. And then starting on Saturday morning when the rodeo begins, they've got four additional events that they've got to do, all of them involving climbing poles, doing different situations that they've got to complete. Very similar to the journeyman. Different with journeymen, though, is journeymen operate in teams of three. So most of the events, you'll see two line workers that are climbing up the pole and then one other person that we call a groundman. And that groundman is essentially hoisting a hand line, bringing tools, equipment, materials, that sort of stuff up to the line workers on the pole and, you know, having those line workers up on the pole completing the event. And it's all based on points and then your time. Everyone starts with 100 points, and anything that is done incorrectly or not in a safe manner, if they violate a safety rule, then they get what we call a dig, and they get digged a point or a couple points all the way up to potentially 10, depending on the severity of it. So essentially you want 100 points, and then from there you want a good time. Time is kind of the deciding factor on, you know, if everyone got 100 points, well, then who's got the fastest time, essentially. So it is kind of a speed event, but number one is safety for sure.
Well, I can tell you this, Cody. I'm certainly familiar with gigs. I'm a retired Army officer, and I went through airborne school. And when you go through airborne school, any little thing you do wrong is called a gig, and you would be sent to the gig pit to roll around in the sand and do push-ups and sit-ups. So hopefully you don't gig people and make them do something like that.
We don't go to that level, but just taking points away, basically.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you a lineman yourself?
Yes, I am. I've been in the trade for 19 years now. I used to work for a utility in the state of Minnesota. I was there for just shy of 10 years. And then I started working with Minnesota Municipal Utilities Association as a training center coordinator. I'm now an assistant director. But my role in the rodeo is I used to compete back in 2007 up until 2016. And then now I've kind of worked my way through the judging of the rodeo. And then we've also got chief judges that oversee each event. And then master judges that oversee, one master judge will oversee the apprentice side, one master oversees the journeyman side. And now I'm on the executive committee kind of overseeing the rodeo competition side of it all.
Well, let me ask just, this is a very, again, I am no expert in this. If we were talking about flying helicopters, it would be a different conversation, but I am no expert in line work. One thing I'm totally non-expert in, inept at, is in working with electricity. And is line work, as I would imagine, is it a pretty hazardous profession?
Yes, absolutely. There's always the, you know, the saying that, you know, one mistake can essentially take you out of this world. But, you know, that is the ultimate truth. And that's a big part of, you know, working through apprenticeships and gaining all that knowledge. And then again, you're still learning, even though you're a journey worker lineman, that you're still gaining that knowledge throughout your career. So it's a very, you know, you always got to have your head on your shoulders, you know, a good mindset when you're out there working on the energized overhead or in the ground distribution systems and just knowing what you're doing. Because again, one mistake could potentially be the end of it all, unfortunately.
Well, now one,
and just jumping in on that, you know, we actually offer training courses, hands-on training courses here at the rodeo. And obviously, line workers do training throughout the year, but that's another opportunity here in Huntsville Utilities is using their live line demonstration trailer as one of the training courses. So, you know, that's a big part of the rodeo is training and then seeing, you know, even throughout the competitions, learning what you've done incorrectly so you can do it correctly and, you know, in your day-to-day job.
Well, let me ask another naive question about the rodeo. It's at John Hunt Park, and I think it's it seems to me like, for me looking at the agenda, the main part of what I would call the spectator portion would be Saturday. So is this actually an event that people who are not in the industry would come out and watch and be entertained and have, you know, concessions, snacks, fun, family fun?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start and then turn it over to Cody. But we start at 7:30 in the morning with an opening ceremony. The mayor will be there to provide some opening remarks along with some, you know, Wes Kelly from Huntsville Utilities. And then the competition, and then there's a flag raising ceremony where the local utilities climb the poles and hang up the various flags for, you know, the United States flag, the Alabama flag, Huntsville flag, and so forth. And then the competition itself begins at 8 a.m. so people can watch all the events. There's an area where people can watch the events. We have food trucks. There's food trucks for breakfast, for lunch. There's a kids area that they have some inflatables. They have a, you know, a bunch of other activities for kids to do. And Huntsville Utility has planned that. There's vendors. There's all kinds of things going on. And it looks like it'll be a really pretty day. And it's a great opportunity for just families to come. And you know, I think just having little kids and other, you know, kids just watch these guys climbing these poles and doing these events. It's really amazing. So I think it's a great opportunity for, you know, families to come out and check things out.
A question, Cody, before you jump in. So as people are watching, first of all, is there an admission to this?
No, this is free to the public.
Oh, hey, that free is always a good thing. And as this, as the events are going on, you know, if you're watching it and you're not familiar with it, will there be like a, for lack of a better term, a play by play announcer who is saying, hey, over there on pole, you see pole number one, you see Cody going up at like nobody's business. Do they announce that so people can keep up with the action to a degree?
There's not necessarily an announcer, you know, explaining what's going on, but, you know, everyone out there is super friendly and would be definitely willing, you know, if someone's got a question, you know, that's not familiar with the, you know, the line worker field, sure, they'd be more than happy to explain exactly what they're doing and how they're going about their business.
Well, how do people who are like, as an example, from Huntsville Utilities, I would assume since it's here, we're going to have a team or some participants in the event. How do people get selected for the events to participate? Do they have to train to do it? Are they more professional? Are they volunteers? How does that work?
Yeah, so it varies a lot between sizes of utilities. You know, larger utilities may have in-state rodeos similar to the APPA, but on a smaller scale. And I know some of those utilities, you know, they'll send maybe, you know, five apprentices and a couple teams, and, you know, maybe the two best apprentices and the one team that, you know, competed in those rodeos, then they'll send those individuals to this rodeo. However, though, you know, on the mid-size, the smaller utilities, it's basically, you know, whoever wants to do it, we're going to send you, you know, sign up and let's do it.
Well, now,
something that we added this year, we added different size categories for the competition as well. So in addition to just the overall winners, we have winners for large utilities, medium-sized utilities, and small utilities. Because like Cody said, some of these large utilities, their teams do, they have kind of dedicated teams that practice. But small utilities with, you know, a handful of line workers aren't able to get out there and practice every day. So just to kind of level the playing field and just, you know, make it a little bit more inclusive, we've added these three categories this year.
And let me ask you this again, a layman's question. You know, when I go to a rodeo, which I have no experience with that either, but there's always a, like a star event, like in my case, it would be the bull riding. What is the star event of the line workers rodeo, or is there one? Are they all just kind of cool to watch any one of them?
Well, I would say, I mean, the one event that would probably relate most to your question would be considered what we call Hurt Man Rescue. That event is held every rodeo. And then the other events are kind of, you know, mixed matched, you know, every so often. They're not consistent every single year. But Hurt Man Rescue is essentially, what every line worker trains on, no matter if they're in the rodeo or not. It's basically simulating that if there would be an injured line worker up on the pole, that you've got to go up there and essentially rescue that line worker. So it consists of essentially climbing up the pole, tying off the what we've got out there now are just mannequins hanging on the pole, and they're currently up. So if you're questioning what those potential bodies are hanging from the poles, those are mannequins. And essentially, they're just tying those mannequins off, cutting their strap, and then lowering them to the ground safely to then perform, further medical aid in the real world. So that would kind of be that staple item, I guess, would be the one.
Well, as I understand it, that mannequin is the Tough Buck Rescue Dummy 6934-154. I did a little homework on that.
So, you got it.
So that was, let me ask you a question. I know this isn't in the rodeo, but as a former helicopter pilot in the Army, I have seen videos of, I call them OH-6s. They're Hughes 500D helicopters that actually hover over the power lines while a person does the work. Does that kind of stuff still go on, and have you ever done that?
I have not personally done that, but yes, that type of line work still happens, mainly on transmission line. That's the larger, taller structures that are out there that are bringing the power into the communities, and then from there, it's basically the voltage is knocked down to a lower level and then distributed throughout. But yes, on those larger transmission lines, they're still utilizing helicopters with guys hanging out the side and performing work out of those.
Yeah, I have seen that before on videos. And again, those must be very skilled pilots to hold that aircraft at that much of a level hover for as long as they have to do for that person to safely perform the work. So I'm very pleased that you two came on to talk to us about this. And in the last couple of minutes we have, I'm going to ask you to do this. Sell it to our listeners, because I can't. You sell it to our listeners and tell them why they should come to John Hunt Park this weekend to see the rodeo.
Well, I'll start and then Cody can wrap us up here. I think part of it, Huntsville Utilities, they've been so supportive and they've done so much work. And they've got a number of teams that are participating, some apprentices participating. We've also got a number of other local utilities from Alabama participating. Huntsville, Florence, Fairhope, Riviera Utilities, and Foley. Come on and cheer on your local team and learn more about the rodeo and just come out for a fun day.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, I would invite everyone to attend. It's something that a lot of people don't understand what this trade is all about and the work that's involved with it. So it's a great learning experience for those that, may want to understand what happens, when the lights go out. But, some people may just think, oh, you just got to flip a switch to get the lights back on. But there's a lot more work involved technically than what the general public might think. So it should be an amazing, learning opportunity for those. And I'm sure the kids would just absolutely love to see everyone out there climbing. And Ursula mentioned, just the kid activities that are involved as well will make it very enjoyable for everyone.
Well, as someone who grew up, my dad worked for Alabama Power back in the 70s and 80s. And having met some of the linemen, I really appreciate what you guys do. Mostly because there's never a problem when it's nice and sunny and 74 outside. It's always in the dead of night or it's driving rain or cold or hot or whatever, And so I really appreciate the work you guys do. And I also appreciate the linemen who've come along. In my former career, when we working in television, we had the trucks with the big metal masts on the back, and part of our annual safety training is having linemen come out and talk to us about what happens when we impact power lines and when we come across down power lines and things like that. So I really appreciate the safety aspect that you guys share too. Although I will say it's kind of fun to stand in a parking lot with a utility lineman doing the bunny hop to get away from a down power line. So that aside, I still remember doing the bunny hop. So if that's the one thing that keeps you safe, I really appreciate it.
Well, folks, hey, I want to tell you this. I'm going to try to make it out there. This just fascinates me. And, I really do appreciate you coming on and letting our listeners know that, Huntsville is a city of a lot of first, and we're a city of technology and a city where things happen that don't happen in other parts of the country. Well, this is a pretty cool event that's happening here. And thank you both for your role in that. And we look forward to a successful day. You're going to have good weather, and hopefully everything goes as you guys want it to. And thank you for your time.
Great.
Absolutely. Thanks for this opportunity.
Okay. And that's it, folks. We're going to go ahead and take a break. That is the American Public Power Association Line Workers Rodeo at John Hunt Park. Go out there Saturday and see these people do their stuff. And if you do that, you'll probably have a greater appreciation, like Brian alluded to, of your power. It's just not turning on a switch. There's a lot that goes to making that work. And let's go ahead and take a break, Brian, and we'll get back and we will have some more stuff to talk about. Very interesting. Thank you.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
The company is Eagle Masonry and Insulation, but did you know they're also Eagle Landscaping and Dirtwork? Eagle can take care of all your landscaping needs, including irrigation, sod work, and planting, both plants and trees. On the dirtwork side, Eagle can grade and build your pads, haul dirt in or out, and even do erosion control. Philip Love and his team can do it all for you. The website is the same, insulatewitheagle.com, as is the phone number, 256-755-1556. Give them a call and see what Eagle can do for you. Eagle saves you time. Eagle saves you money.
You've got to experience Toyota-thon at Bill Penny Toyota. They've got the selection with over 700 new Toyotas to choose from. And they've got the extras with Bill Penny perks and a 10-year unlimited warranty. So get on over to Bill Penny Toyota today and experience Toyota-thon. Bill Penny Toyota in Huntsville and online at BillPennyToyota.com. Bill Penny's Toyota 10-year unlimited warranty is valid through the 10th year of ownership. Valid on new vehicles only. See dealer for details.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, equal housing lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
No Wi-Fi?
How are we going to stream the game?
Mom, I have a research project due.
How are we going to make dinner?
Don't let power outages send your family into a meltdown. Get a Generac generator from Current Electrical. We keep your lights on and your Wi-Fi on. Visit gensuperstore.com or call 256-880-1880. Trust us, your family will thank you.
Most current way to keep your power on. GeneracSuperstore.com.
The countdown to Trash Pandas Baseball is on. Tickets are available now for opening weekend, Friday, April 3rd through Sunday, April 5th. Friday will be the biggest, brightest, and loudest opening day in team history. Plus, on Saturday, don't miss a special performance and meet and greet with Taylor Swift's guitarist, Paul Sidoti, before a special 105 start on Sunday featuring a post-game Easter egg hunt on the field. Come join us for the fun and get your tickets for opening weekend now at tptix.com. That's tptix.com.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly to partly sunny sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing consistently into the upper 70s and lower 80s, dropping into the upper 50s as we head into the overnight. A partly sunny sky Friday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s, lower 80s. There is an opportunity for some passing showers Friday afternoon through Friday evening, and then temperatures drop into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight. Temperatures climbing into the low mid 60s on Saturday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. This is me, Bill Crawford, along with producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We are glad you are listening to us today. However you happen to be doing that, you can be doing that through clicking live on our website at talkradiowzzn.com. You could be at home or in your vehicle listening on your HD radio on 97.7.2, or you could preferably be on the app. Go to the app store, just hit look for Talk Radio WZZN. It will pop up. You touch the little circle that says get app, and lo and behold, you got it. And you could take us with you everywhere you want to go. And our first guest talked to us about a competition I've never heard of before. Brian found that on the internet about the Power Line Workers Competition. That sounds like it's going to be a fun thing to do. It's going to be good weather. You may want to go out there and see it. But changing subjects and kind of switching horses in midstream just a little bit, oftentimes, and I know as a federal government employee for many, many years, recently retired, I had to live through this quite a few times, and that was when the federal government would shut down or cause some ridiculous problem because they couldn't get together like two decent human beings and figure something out. Many people would suffer for their pain, yet they did not suffer at all. Life continued on. Well, now we have people in the airlines throughout the United States of America who are experiencing lots of hassle and lots of problems because the two parties, whoever you want to blame it on, they cannot get together and they cannot figure out how to fund the TSA. So this is what Delta Airlines has done. Delta Airlines has temporarily suspended the VIP services for members of Congress due to the partial government shutdown, which is affecting TSA staffing. Lots of the perks that congressmen used to get on Delta do not exist while this shutdown is going on. They do not have escorts through the airports, red coat concierge service, expedited TSA screening. They're going to have to essentially go just like John and Jane public.
You mean they got to live like the rest of us?
They got to live like the rest of
madness. Us. Absolute madness.
And you know, they got to go through the airport and they got to have the same hours and hours of security lines that folks have to go through. But one thing I will say about that, and I know recently because of some travel experiences my family went through, is the stuff that you're seeing on the news, it is, as is often the case, is absolutely the worst case. Not all the airports are jammed up like that. Huntsville is not jammed up like that. And by the way, we're going to have the spokesperson for the Port of Huntsville coming on in the second hour. I know I had a family member go through Tampa Airport, had to wait like 10 minutes to get through. You know, the big airports, the international airports, Reagan, Hartsfield, some of those, they are having lots of problems. And the interesting thing for our elected officials is many of them have to travel through those airports. So maybe if they get a dose of their own medicine, they'll get together and get this little ridiculous thing solved as quickly as they possibly can.
Let me tell you a little secret too about watching stuff on television.
What's that?
You see that? You see all the crowds and everything? That's probably file video. That might not even be your airport. that stuff that may be set around, it may be there from the 90s. They just, instead of going out to the airport and actually doing that, they'll just grab some file video, whatever's in their system. Now, I'm not saying that all of them do that, but if you sit there and you watch the news enough and long enough, you're going to see the same people in the same airport every time.
Well, you know, being an old Army guy, Brian, I'll tell you my little example of that currently is because, you know, I used to do missile testing and things of that nature.
Right.
And a lot of the scenes you see when they say, oh, yeah, and we're still firing missiles at Iraq, I know because I know how to evaluate a missile launch. It's the same one being shown over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the same one. You can tell by the flight path of the missile, by the timing, by all kinds of things. I thought the term you guys had for that was B-roll.
There's B-roll. That's just anything to cover up. But also there's file video. Mm-hmm. And trust me, I'm not just saying this. I'm not just spouting out and pulling things out of my rear end. As someone who sat behind a broadcast console, I sat behind plenty of casseroles too. Yeah. I sat behind a broadcast casserole.
Is that a Birmingham broadcast or Huntsville?
And I've sat in the edit booth. I have, there were all different things working in television for nearly 30 years. I've heard more than once and much more than once, just grab file video. So, there's fewer and fewer people putting newscasts together and all of it's digital. It's easy to just take one file and drag it to a folder, and then that part of your newscast is done.
Well, you know, like
don't rely on that. Find as many official sources as you can.
You know, just like we have Kenesha Dees on regularly. She's talking about fewer and fewer people. She's her own camera person. She does everything herself. So, mm-hmm. So who knows? But hey,
the days of whole crews getting out of vans and setting up audio and video and lights and engineers, and then you've got two people doing, they're going to be on TV. It's one person. They show up in a hatchback car.
That's right.
And a several years old need to be wash hatchback car, with a station's logo on the side. They're doing it all themselves.
They're doing it all themselves. And one final little point on that before we take a break. Delta Airlines has done that. And guess who's doing it next? Americans. So elected officials, if you're listening.
Madness. Absolute madness.
Get your act together and get this thing taken care of. So
quit blaming people and start helping people.
There you go. And we will take a break right now. And we'll come back and wrap up the first hour.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the closing segment of hour number one of The Point with Bill Crawford. And producer Brian just sent me some breaking news, which I think is fascinating. The Huntsville Police Department has actually a new program called Drone as a First Responder, and
they caught a shooting suspect.
They
just
caught
today.
A shooting suspect with a drone. Folks.
So I'd love to, if somebody from Huntsville Police is out there and listening, we'd love to talk to you about this program. As a Bill as a pilot, me as a Part 107 pilot, this is fascinating. This is a new age where aviation meets law enforcement.
It sounds like we're almost into a Arnold Schwarzenegger movie or something like that. But Huntsville Police used...
Getting the drone doesn't sound as good as getting the chopper.
No. But the Huntsville Police used a drone to apprehend a shooting suspect.
Good on you.
Hey, that's fascinating. We are moving into a different age. So thanks for that little update, Brian. And I will effort to try to find somebody who can talk to us about that.
I think I know a guy.
Well, that's good, because I don't. All right. Well, hey, folks, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'll be back in the second hour to talk about the Port of Huntsville.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. If you need masonry, brick, stone, or block work, Eagle should be your first call. They can even help if your property needs grading, erosion control, and Eagle can handle dirt haul-off. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Isn't the story of the prodigal son an amazing story? Basically, a rowdy boy who literally wished his father dead, ran away, and consumed his wealth with hard and fast living. Yet the father looked for his return every day, and when the boy got tired of eating pig slop, he decided to return. What did the father do? As soon as he saw that boy, he ran to him, threw his arms around him, and killed the fatted calf for a great celebration. Hey, I'm John Deese, pastor of the Cross Point Church. If you're looking for a church home, come see us smack dab across the street from the YMCA in Madison.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk radio, WZZN.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading as conflicting signals from the U.S. and Iran on the prospects of a de-escalation in the Middle East are keeping investors on edge. Lawsuits targeting social media companies over harm to children have found Meta and Alphabet's YouTube liable, which is sending their shares lower, with Meta stock down 6%, while Alphabet stock is down nearly 3%. Shares of memory chip makers like Micron Technology and Western Digital, among others, are tumbling after Google unveiled technology this week that could reduce the amount of memory needed in AI models. And you'll be paying more for a mortgage this week. The average long-term rate is climbing to its highest level in more than 6 months. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage rising to 6.38%, according to Freddie Mac. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WCZN.
1819 News.
The Office of the Alabama Attorney General has issued a cease and desist letter to all businesses here in Alabama who are selling the drug Kratom. In 2016, Kratom was officially placed on the Schedule 1 list of controlled substances and is considered an illegal drug to possess or sell. That's because Kratom contains mitragynine and hydroxymitragynine. The AG's office is putting businesses and retailers on notice that they must remove those products from their shelves or face a felony prosecution from the state. AG Steve Marshall says these products are packaged in a way that preys on unsuspecting consumers and even children who have no way of knowing what they're buying and what is truly inside. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
A Birmingham woman has been indicted for the death of a young boy last year who was in her care and left in a hot car. Kayla Stanford was working as a contract worker for the Jefferson County Department of Human Resources when she left KJ Starks Jr. in the back of her car after she returned home rather than deliver the boy back to his daycare after a supervised visit with his biological father. Stanford is being held in the Jefferson County Jail with no bond. The Birmingham Airport Authority is holding a gift card drive to help with TSA agents who are being affected by the ongoing partial government shutdown within the Department of Homeland Security. The gift cards are to help with gas, groceries, and meals, since TSA workers will be missing their second paycheck from the government. The gift cards can be dropped off at the TSA checkpoints. No cash or Visa gift cards will be accepted. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WCZN.
Since 1983, Berkshire Hathaway Rise Real Estate's Ann Adams has been your local go-to real estate expert in the area. As a buyer, you can trust Ann's in-depth knowledge of the local housing market to narrow available properties down to those you'll be interested in, saving you time when shopping for a new home. When you're ready to sell, Ann's expert negotiation skills will ensure you get a fair price and hassle-free experience. Call Ann Adams today at 256-337-2625 or email annadamsrise@gmail.com.
The countdown to Trash Pandas baseball is on. Tickets are available now for opening weekend, Friday, April 3rd through Sunday, April 5th. Friday will be the biggest, brightest, and loudest opening day in team history. Plus, on Saturday, don't miss a special performance and meet and greet with Taylor Swift's guitarist, Paul Sidoti, before a special 105 start on Sunday featuring a post-game Easter egg hunt on the field. Come join us for the fun and get your tickets for opening weekend now at tptix.com. That's tptix.com.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right! Talent Heating and Air is coming to you!
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer, we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490, or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
SportsMed is the official team physicians of the Rocket City Trash Pandas. And if the pros trust SportsMed, you can too. SportsMed provides every service you might need for complete orthopedic care. Specializing in orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, joint replacement, spine surgery, neurosurgery, and podiatry. And they offer their own brace shop, in-house full-body MRI, physical therapy, walk-in clinic, and so much more. Four locations and on the web at SportsMedAlabama.com.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Mostly to partly sunny sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing consistently into the upper 70s and lower 80s, dropping into the upper 50s as we head into the overnight. A partly sunny sky Friday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s, lower 80s. There is an opportunity for some passing showers Friday afternoon through Friday evening, and then temperatures drop into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight. Temperatures climbing into the low mid 60s on Saturday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and we are certainly happy you have tuned us in today, however you may be doing that. And Brian and I were just talking about how they have used a drone to apprehend somebody in Huntsville. That's good for us, given our technological advances in this city. So I guess if you're out there and you're a bad guy and you do something wrong, you're going to have to look another place other than your rearview mirror nowadays to see if you're getting away from the cops. You may have to open your sunroof and take a peek up above and see what is going on. So, interesting story. But we're going to move on to a completely shift of gears right now, and we're going to talk about a port. Now, most of you, we're not talking about a port wine, we're talking about a port where commerce is transacted. And most of you think about a port, and I'm sure what comes to mind is ships, waves, seagulls, Jimmy Buffett music, whatever the case may be. That's what you think of when you think of a port. But the port does not have to be that. The port of Huntsville, frankly, is an inland port. The port of Huntsville was established in 1988, and the idea of the port of Huntsville was very simple. Let us connect North Alabama to the global economy without a coastline. And it can be done. The port of Huntsville is North Alabama's inland port, and it's one of the most unique inland cargo ports in the United States of America. This port strategically connects air, rail, and highway transportation in a single integrated spot. The anchor of the port is the Huntsville International Airport, which serves 1.7 million passengers every year, which ranks among the top 25 of airports in the continental United States, particularly in cargo volume. The port is built, our port out in Huntsville is built for efficiency, speed, and scale with nonstop international aircraft service on five carriers all over the world, Europe, Asia, and the Americas, and we have two of the largest runways in the Southeast. One is 10,000 feet and the other is 12,600 feet. But the 12,600 feet, by the way, is the second largest runway in the Southeast United States. Our port operates Foreign Trade Zone number 83. And what this does is this helps companies reduce their cost, streamline logistics, and move goods around the world more efficiently. But beyond the commercial and airplane aviation, cargo transportation, and the Jetplex Industrial Park, which, by the way, is right out there. It surrounds the airport. It's a powerful business asset for this region and fuels economic development by literally attracting global companies, as we have seen by the river attracting the submarine industry. This port attracts all other kinds of industry. It drives investment, innovation, and long-term economic development. And the industrial park, which surrounds the airport, is really where the economic engine comes into focus. Companies locate there, not just because of the tax incentives they get from the city, but because they are right there at the port. When you can move your goods faster than your competitors, guess what you have? You have a competitive advantage. And what a competitive advantage means is it means that you can price things better and you can sell more things and you can make more money. So when we talk about the Port of Huntsville being a necessity, we're really talking about economic resilience. We're talking about job creation, and we're talking about keeping North Alabama competitive in the global marketplace that we are in. Just imagine for a second that the Port of Huntsville didn't exist. Every shipment would have to travel further before even beginning its journey overseas. And we have a lot of stuff in Huntsville that starts the journey here. Cost would rise, delivery times would increase, and those companies that have relocated here might have thought twice about doing that. They may be somewhere else where they have a port like that. But because we do have the Port of Huntsville, and in the boxing lingo, I would say this, Huntsville punches above its weight. And I know that because when I was a boxer, I had to punch above my weight. And Huntsville is not just a regional player in the Southeast anymore. We are connected to the world. And there's another reason the Port of Huntsville is important, and that's because this area, the Huntsville-Madison County, North Alabama area, is just linked at the hip to the U.S. military and defense industry, and we have to, those two the defense industry has to have a reliable logistics hub, especially in this day and age. Equipment, technology, and supplies have to be moved quickly when they are needed, and a lot of times they're moved from here to our troops overseas. So looking ahead, the role of the Port of Huntsville is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger as supply chains evolve. And by the way, we heard senatorial candidates say the supply chains are going to change and hubs like Huntsville are become more and more a part of the supply chain, and the ability to distribute these goods throughout the world efficiently is going to be critical, and it's going to be critical here in Huntsville, and the heart of that is going to be the Port of Huntsville. So the Port of Huntsville is not just where you go catch an airplane to go on a vacation. It's the place that is the heartbeat of our logistics system here that connects Huntsville to the rest of the world. And in this world that we're in today, you got to have speed. You got to have efficiency. You've got to have connectivity. And that's what the Port of Huntsville does for us. It's something probably, and we're going to have a guest on that's going to tell us about that. Probably the Port of Huntsville is something most people didn't even know existed. They just think, the airport's out there. That's all there is. But next time you go out there, just pause for a second and reflect on what all's around that airport. The train tracks coming in, the businesses, the manufacturing facilities, and yes, the close access to Redstone Arsenal. And you'll realize the Port of Huntsville's a pretty important place. So, Brian, if we can, now we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll be joined by Mary Swanstrom, who is the PR director for the Port of Huntsville. and be right back to talk to Marion.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
Eat, drink, compete. Welcome to Field Day, Huntsville's go-to spot where every day feels like a win. Catch the big game or create your own with chef-driven bites, craft cocktails, self-serve beer, and games that keep the fun going. And don't miss happy hour, 50% off drafts and appetizers, plus $5 margaritas and wells. Life's better when you play, so grab your friends and make it a win at Field Day, University Drive, Huntsville.
Hey folks, Arthur Seed, managing partner at University Kia, letting you know we are proud supporters of Alabama and Auburn football. Swing by University Kia today and check out our huge selections of brand new Kias, including the spacious Telluride 8-passenger SUV, the slick new K5, the sporty Kia Seltos. We've got perfect cars for every lifestyle and budget. Visit UniversityKia.com to view all our amazing offers and get pre-approved amenities. Because we want to see you in a Kia. Roll Tide, War Eagle.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple, and you're with us today on Talk Radio WZZN. And we are certainly glad you're listening to us today. And now we'd like to bring on our next guest, and that is Miss Mary Swanstrom. Mary, are you there with us?
Hey there, Bill. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, let me take a moment, just if you will, to introduce you a little bit to our listening audience. Mary has been the public relations manager at the Port of Huntsville since 2021, and she handles corporate communications, marketing, customer service, events, and community engagement. I guess the only thing you don't do is cook hamburgers and hot dogs. Mary came to Huntsville as an Army brat, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, where she worked the early morning news at WAAY-TV and then spent a decade at the Huntsville Times as a writer and editor, and then hopped over into public relations, where she was the director of communications and membership at the Heart of the Valley YMCA, which is near and dear to my heart, serving many, many people. And if you've been listening to the show, you recall one of our first Friendly Fridays was an interview with Miss Hillary Parker of the YMCA, telling about all the great things they do. Mary went to Athens State and had a bachelor's degree in computer science. She's also a graduate of Leadership Huntsville Madison County and has served as an ambassador for the Huntsville Madison County Chamber. Mary, did I miss anything? I know that's a lot.
Well, you know, you've been spent some time in the community for a while, Bill. You're bound to get involved in a few things.
Well, that is true. Well, so tell me this. You came to Huntsville as an Army brat. I'm a retired Army officer. So what was your family's connection to the Army?
So my father was retired Army, and I grew up primarily in Atlanta, but I was born overseas in Germany. And originally, my parents came from North Alabama in Limestone County, so they came back to live and to retire, and I found my way back too. So I wasn't a small child. I just came back to be able to spend some time with my parents in their last years. And my father worked as a civil servant over at Fox Army Hospital, and I know probably a few folks in your listening audience have been there.
I have no doubt. I have been there. As a matter of fact, my son is current Army. He has been there quite a few times. So that is an interesting background about how you came here. And what did you do on TV? Were you actually on the TV, or did you work behind the scenes?
Well, there are many roles in producing a morning show, and so I was one of those behind the scenes. I cut tape and ran audio and did some writing.
I knew you were TV people. I absolutely knew. I was over 48 for 30-something years, almost 30 years. So you sounded like TV people. You're good people. That's all right.
And also, Mary and I have this in common, is that we communicated this to each other by email. Mary worked at the YMCA for quite a while, and you were the membership director and also the outreach director. Is that correct?
Well, it was a little bit of everything, very similar to the public relations job I have here, some community engagement and events, and then, of course, marketing and advertising on behalf of the Y, and also membership. So I managed some of the membership campaigns and the engagement there, but I worked in the corporate office, so I was an asset for the branches.
Well, I can tell you this. One thing we have in common about our duties at the YMCA, though I was a fitness attendant, I did a little bit of everything, too, from taping flyers to mailboxes about an upcoming triathlon to when my boss, as you know, Sharon, she found out that I had a little more skill than the average bear, and I was her Excel spreadsheet person, so. But I love my time down there. Well, you're now at the Port of Huntsville, and explain to our listeners who probably don't even know that there is a Port of Huntsville. Tell us what the Port of Huntsville is.
Well, the Port of Huntsville is just a remarkable place. And honestly, before I came to work here, I wasn't aware of just how much of a community asset we have in our port here. It is North Alabama's inland port. It is an international port, which is where we get our name Huntsville International Airport. The airport is probably the largest part of it that most people are familiar with who fly commercially. But we also have an international intermodal center, and that's air, rail, and cargo that also travels by train and then also by car, by tractor, trailer, and then also the Jetplex Industrial Park. Additionally, we have some contracting operations, Foreign Trade Zone 83, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has a presence here, and then we also have a golf course and a hotel.
Now, the golf course and the hotel, does the port own Sunset Landing?
We do. We have a contract operator.
Well,
who manages that for us?
Well, then I have been very supportive of the Port of Huntsville, and I didn't even know it because I love that little golf course. So tell us, Foreign Trade Zone number 83, what does that mean? I'm not familiar with that.
So a foreign trade zone is an entity that provides certain benefits for companies that choose to operate within it. And they don't have to physically be in, I guess, cheek by jowl or share border necessarily with that. But an area can be designated part of that foreign trade zone. So there are benefits for taxes. There are benefits for logistics to companies that wish to take part in that Foreign Trade Zone 83.
Now, is that a part of the airport, or is that just a separate entity off property from the airport?
It is. It is actually another contract operation. So, so far as I'd have to look up the contract to exactly how all that works within
oh, that's okay.
us and versus our operator of that foreign trade zone. But it is something I believe there has to be a charter or a designation for, and then. And then companies can be a part of it.
Well, how
we have
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say anybody who might be interested in learning more about our foreign trade zones for their own business can always look on our website at portofhuntsville.com. And there will be a page with information on who to get in touch with about learning more about how that might provide some wonderful opportunities for business.
Well, now, is the Port of Huntsville something that, you know, somebody like me who does not engage in trade, but is that something that all of the businesses that exist here in Huntsville, the high-tech entities, the defense manufacturings, do they run a lot of their assets and their logistics through the Port of Huntsville?
So our imports and exports are 100% international on the rail side, and so that's what the intermodal center is. Comes in by rail on Norfolk Southern. We have a 5-mile rail spur, and it comes in, and then our air cargo is a little bit of both, some international and some domestic. Yes, I mean, anybody who wants their products to come through our port would just simply need to. I'm sure they have their avenues, their freight forwarders, and who they would reach out to about that. But there's such a benefit for being located close to your business. And so what we see now coming through air cargo, we have pharmaceutical, automotive, medical equipment, oil and gas. Some people or some companies would send like high value goods or maybe even dangerous goods in a very secure way like that through air cargo. You might also see some e-commerce and electronics, whereas rail cargo, we import auto parts and bulk chemicals and textiles, industrial things, furniture, things like that. And some things that we export or exported through the Port of Huntsville on rail are chemicals and beverage products and scrap metal and plastics, things like that. So there's a little bit of everything that passes through our facilities.
Well, now I know most people, especially here in Huntsville, a lot of folks like me, ex-government folks, were very familiar with Cummings Research Park because that's where a lot of the entities such as Raytheon and SAIC and Adtran and businesses like that are in the high-tech defense industry. We know a lot about those, but tell us who is in the Jetplex and the Jetplex Industrial Park. What kind of businesses are there, and how big is the footprint of that place?
So of our current 7,400 acres of the Port of Huntsville, and by the way, you could drop the entire Atlanta airport within our footprint. We have 4,000 is allocated as Jetplex Industrial Park, and that is owned by the Port of Huntsville, but some of the land is sold, some of the land is leased. There are developers who build buildings on it, and then they lease that out to other businesses. But some of the larger names you might recognize, Boeing Company is here, Custom Assembly, Dynetics has a presence, DSV is a freight forwarder managing air cargo, FedEx is here. And I toured this company yesterday. Food Bank of North Alabama is also here. And they were telling me that by being in the Jetplex Industrial Park, it's a wonderful benefit for them to be able to serve as much of their 11-county service area because they have the great access for their large trucks. You may remember, Bill, that the food bank used to be located next to one of the Y Child Development Centers over there just off Governor's Drive. And they just had one dock, so
that's
now
right.
They have five, and it's just a really great benefit for them. Over here, Georgia Pacific, we have more than 70 companies and 12 different countries that are represented in the Jetplex.
Well, now, how much room is, you know, like, is there a lot of room left for expansion in the Jetplex?
I would be happy to connect you with our chief of business development, Barbie Peake, and she could tell you exactly how much is left. But it looks to me like there's still some opportunity over there.
Well, I would have to think there is opportunity over there because if you drive around out there, it certainly looks to be the case. So as far as the commercial portion of Huntsville International Airport, does the port have a connection to that, or is that a separate entity?
It is. The airport is actually part of the Port of Huntsville. That is one of our operating entities. So within the Port of Huntsville, four operating entities, one of them being the airport, then Intermodal Center, the Jetplex, and then also we are designated and licensed as a spaceport.
Now, tell me a little bit more about that. Does being licensed as a spaceport, does that mean, I know they don't exist anymore, but does that mean we could have been, I know you have a 12,600-foot runway. Does that mean the space shuttle could have landed here back in the day?
Well, this is actually a spaceport for a new vehicle. We have been licensed by the FAA since 2022 to land a commercial space vehicle, but it's specifically it is the Sierra Space Dream Chaser space plane. And so that licensing goes for a finite number of years. I believe we're coming up on the opportunity to renew that license, or I think it just depends on if there's a mission available and if the Dream Chaser will be able to get a mission, and then if they will be able to designate us as a landing place. But and you might be surprised, Bill, to learn that space plane does not have a human being in it. And so it is also rather small, and it could land on our east runway, which is the 10,000-foot runway.
Well, frankly, Mary, I would be surprised if there was a human being in it. Because
all right, Mary, you can be honest with us. We won't tell anybody. It's aliens, isn't it? We won't tell anybody. We'll keep it. It'll be our secret. It's aliens, right? No, that's actually really cool for next generation spacecraft.
Yeah. Well, it's
phenomenal. The space economy is there, and we're ready to embrace it and support as much as we can here in our community. But there's also more information about that on our website as well.
Well, you know, I'm most familiar with that. In fact, if you go to YouTube, you can look and find a video called Concept to Combat, which I wrote, produced, and narrated for the Arsenal, and it is about autonomous flight. And autonomous flight is flight without somebody in the cockpit. So it's right up my alley. So what's the future of the Port of Huntsville? Is it reached its peak, or is there a lot of room to grow? What fantastic new developments are on the horizon for the port?
Well, we have a lot of room to grow, definitely. As our community grows so exponentially, we want to be able to meet the demand. And the best way, we started talking about commercial aviation and we got off into space economics. But as I would say, the more folks that will use Huntsville International Airport demonstrates the more capacity we have to attract airlines and more flights and more frequency. And so we've had dramatic growth this past year. We've had the arrival of Allegiant Air bringing us 4 nonstop routes. Breeze has added an additional nonstop route. Delta has doubled its service daily to New York City. So the airlines are stepping up and providing us more nonstop service, especially to these leisure destinations that people want to go. And, you know, they love to be able to, and we love to be able to, fly from our hometown airport and fly home, and then you're only about 15, 20 minutes from your bed, which is really, really nice. But we have 5 commercial carriers, and I think something like 284 flights or so a week or a day. Anyway, I'd have to pull those numbers for you. But we beat our for the 3rd year in a row, we have beat our passenger record, and we saw over 1.7 million passengers through the airport last year.
Well, one thing I will say as a compliment to Huntsville Airport, as one who in the government had to make many a trip to the Washington, D.C. area, and now I have a family member up there, and I go there a lot still, and also had a son at West Point, so had to go to LaGuardia quite frequently. Huntsville is the most user-friendly airport I've ever been as far as going to those nonstop destinations. And as you say, it's only getting better.
I would agree with you. We're really excited about starting nonstop service to Gulf Shores May 21st. So I think a lot of people will be happy to skip that 6-hour drive to the beach and hop on a plane. On a Allegiant is serving that for us.
Well, I think I, for one, would be glad to do that. But I don't know if this is in your bailiwick, but I've got to ask this question just because of what is on the news. Is the TSA situation at Huntsville, it's from what I understand from people going through the airport, it's just kind of like business as usual out there right now.
I'd have to agree with you there, Bill. We are observing that our TSA checkpoint lanes are pretty much operating as normally. Our TSA officers here at Huntsville International are remarkable. They are coming to work, and we also want to mention that we have a sort of a campaign or an invitation to our community. If you would like to support TSA officers, we are able to collect gift cards on their behalf up to a value of $20. So if you want to show your support for TSA as they are impacted by the partial government shutdown, you can drop some gift cards by our office. We have a drop box if you're flying out, just right outside our administrative office in the terminal.
Okay, and one other thing I'd like to question about, it seems to me like the last time I went through the airport, there was some pretty extensive remodeling going on. What's happening out there as far as, you know, the basic passenger who comes through and wants to find a place to eat lunch or just sit down or see what's going on?
This might be the very best thing going on out here. We're under an extensive Huntsville refresh project in our concourse. The concourse is about 30 years, maybe a little over 30 years old, and so some of those furnishings are dated. Some things that have already been completed, we've renovated all the restrooms. We're in the process of taking up the tile floor, so no more clackety-clack. It's going to be smooth terrazzo. And then all of the gatehold areas are going to be completely refurbished with new carpet and new seating with charging stations. Everything is going to be completely redone. Every surface will be completely renovated. We're really excited about that. But additionally, we also opened this past year Interstellar Pizza in a brand new area of the airport that previously had just been behind a wall. And then with that, the Starbucks is brand new as well this past year. So we have another extensive project for our concessions, which includes our restaurants and retail, that is should open late spring, early summer, and that will be a full-service restaurant and bar with also additional, like a healthy bowl place, which is Everbowl, and then some grab-and-go options, and then new retail. So lots of new exciting things going on in the concourse. We really appreciate the patience of our passengers as they've endured the white dust walls constricting the area where they can walk and be seated, but It's all going to be lovely in about a year. You're just going to really appreciate the fresh new face on the airport concourse.
Well, I'm going to ask one more question, and I do appreciate this brand new face. I fly out of there a lot. Is, you know, a lot of people used to say, oh, well, I'm going to have to go to Nashville. I'm going to have to go to Birmingham. It's just too expensive to fly out of Huntsville. That's not the case anymore, as I understand it. I think our fares are now competitive with most anywhere within a 2-3 hour radius.
You're absolutely right, Bill. And what we ask folks is to just make sure you check Huntsville first. We have very competitive fares, and some cases are actually less expensive than flying out of a larger airport. And there's also the great advantage of our shorter TSA lanes and then the ease of parking. Just park in the deck, walk across the street. We're building a new parking deck, by the way, so we'll have additional capacity for that, as well as greater surface parking. But yes, there's absolutely no reason to drive anywhere. You can fly right out of Huntsville and go to 19 nonstop destinations, and most everywhere else is just one stop away.
And you are absolutely correct about that. You know, as a government guy who flew all over the country, this is probably the most user-friendly airport I've ever flown out of in my life. And so, Mary, I'd like to thank you for giving us some time today. You're an excellent representative of the Port of Huntsville. You've explained to our listeners what it is, how important it is, and how important it's going to be in the future. And I thank you for your time today.
All right. Thanks very much, Bill. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Hey, I'll look you up next time I'm out there. So good job. Very much appreciated. Brian, let's go ahead and take a break. And that was Mary Swanson, the public relations manager for the Port of Huntsville. And she's a great representative for that place. And glad she could give us some time today. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza. It's softball time in Alabama, and the best place for your travel softball team is to play with USSSA softball. Not only for the best travel team tournaments, but for recreational softball tournaments all around the area, as well for your high school level softball team. Plus, the USSSA National Championship this year is at the Gulf Shore and Orange Beach and the Foley Softball Complex. Now, for more information, visit alfastpitch.usssa.com. That's alfastpitch.usssa.com. Tom Abraham here from my friend Ross Roberts and his team at Valley Equipment Rental, and they have a brand new product for you. If you happen to be standing on a concrete or tile floor, Valley Equipment has the perfect cleaning solution for you. Whether it's new construction, daily work areas, or an area that's been neglected for too long, the Valley Equipment team of experienced professionals can help you choose the right floor scrubber or sweeper for your needs. Valley even has the right cleaning products for the job. Call Valley Equipment Rental today to learn more. Make a clean sweep with Valley Equipment Rental.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
If hunting and outdoor recreation are your passions, it all starts with the right property. That's where I come in. I am Bo Butler with Southland Realty and Auction. a hunting and recreational land specialist and a Jackson County native who sees land through a hunter's eyes. Just as you trust your guide on a big game hunt, you can trust me to find the perfect property for you. Thinking of selling? Let me help you make your land attract buyers. Remember, Bo knows land. Call me at 256-609-0512.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer again. Baumhauer's Victory Grill is extremely proud to have recently received numerous awards, including being voted Best Wings in the state of Alabama. Other awards received include Best All-Around Restaurant, Best American Restaurant, Number One Sports Bar, Best Chef, Best Wings, and Best Dining Experience. Thank you for 43 legendary years, and we look forward to providing you an award-winning dining experience at every visit. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food.
Truck month is on at Woody Anderson Ford. Right now, save $13,000 on 25 F-150, $9,500 on 25 Super Duty, and $5,000 on 25 Maverick. Get financing as low as 0% for 60 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on select models. 25 Lightning, F-150, or Super Duty, zero down payment and zero payments for 90 days. All incentives applied, off MSRP with approved credit. Offers end 3/31/26. Call 539-9441 for complete details. Nobody does truck month like Woody Anderson Ford.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. Mostly to partly sunny sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing consistently into the upper 70s and lower 80s, dropping into the upper 50s as we head into the overnight. A partly sunny sky Friday afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s, lower 80s. There is an opportunity for some passing showers Friday afternoon through Friday evening, and then temperatures drop into the upper 30s, lower 40s as we head into the overnight. Temperatures climbing into the low mid 60s on Saturday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. If you're interested, give us a call, 256-382-0724. Alongside today, producer, and every day, producer Brian Temple. This is the portion of the show where I like to talk about those items in the news that probably don't attract anybody's attention except mine, because they're sort of offbeat. We were just talking to Miss Mary Swanstrom of the Port of Huntsville, and she's very much affiliated with the airport, but they didn't do anything like this. Philadelphia International Airport took the time out, I guess because Philadelphia is famous for cheesecakes, but on, excuse me, cheese steaks, not cakes, like them both. But on National Cheesecake Day, they assembled 1,291 cheesecakes and laid them end to end on the concourse between Terminal B and C. And they set a Guinness's record for the longest line of cheesesteaks. First of all, I would wonder why anyone would even think to do something like that. Yes, it's probably you could create that record. I didn't even think there would be a record to be broken, but there was. And the record setting display required 225 pounds of cheese sauce, 990 pounds of corned beef, 1,291 foot long rolls. I wonder what would happen though, Brian, at the end of the day when you said, okay, we did it. There's 1,291 cheesecakes laying on the table here. Now what are we going to do with them?
Well, see, the smart thing to do is go ahead and do that as a, as part of your event to have bring in people to eat those cheesecakes.
Yeah. I would think so.
Come be a part of it. You know, here's the thing. What you should do is go and do like tickets. And use that as a donation to a charity or something like that. You get to buy 6 inches of cheesesteak for like $5 or something.
I guess
that's what you should do.
That's what you should do. But I wonder what would, I guess they'd have to close the airport, at least that part of the airport down to do that. But that was just unusual. I've never heard of anything like that before. I doubt sincerely that happens here in the great state of Alabama. One other bit of news that caught me as being odd. It kind of reminds me, I'm a big Andy Griffin fan. And if you're not an Andy Griffin fan, just bear with me. But there was,
I like Andy Griffith myself.
Oh yeah. I love the show. I know every episode, but, something happened in the news that reminded me of an episode where Barney Fife decided that the bank, the Mayberry Security Bank, was not very secure. So he decided to rob the bank. And of course he robbed the bank. He got caught and it turned into an absolute fiasco, and it did not work. Well, there was a gentleman in Wisconsin who was an election fraud activist. And you may recall, we've had a couple of folks here on the show. One, we've had Secretary of State candidates who talk about election fraud and how they can prevent it here in Alabama. We've had the head of the Madison County Election Bureau, Donnie Shaw, on. He talked about the same thing, but this election fraud activist in Wisconsin said, well, I'm going to prove that there is election fraud. So he committed some election fraud, two or three counts of that. And guess what? Just like old Barney Fife, he got caught. And election fraud in the state of Wisconsin is an offense that carries with it a felony violation. And he was sentenced to 6 years in prison, plus additional time for the misdemeanors that he committed. So, you know, if you're going to do election fraud, hey, don't get caught. And if you're going to do it for some other reason than just proving that it can be done. One other thing, speaking of fraud, there was a gentleman in North Carolina who used AI to his advantage. He created a bunch of fake songs. He created AI robots, and or bots as they are called, and they sent millions of fake songs out to streaming services such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and he used his bots. He created 1,040 counts. He used his bots to stream this music over and over again. And the way that works, the more your music is streamed, you actually can get paid by the amount of streams you have happen. And this guy was averaging $307 a day, and he made, get this, $8,091,843 off of his fake streaming, which was just fake music he created and created a fake way to listen to that. So I guess there's some people who would just figure out a crazy way to do anything, and it worked for him. But then again, he got caught, as Gomer Pyle would say on the Andy Griffin Show. Oh, the tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
So, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Shazam. So don't deceive people. Don't be crooked. Don't do voter fraud. And whatever you do, if you're going to do bad things, realize that they used to say on Columbo, Beretta, if you do the crime, you're going to have to pay the time. So we're going to get out of here and wrap it up real soon. Brian, let's take us out of here and we'll close it out.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
At Kern Electrical, we're more than just a Generac generator dealer. We're your partners in ensuring your home or business never loses power, especially when it matters most. Call 256-880-1880 today or visit GenSuperstore.com for reliable power solutions that work when you need them most.
Most current way to keep your power on.
GeneracSuperstore.com.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough. We can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
You guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinion?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
In the market for a new or used car? Look no further than Hyundai of Decatur. With a large inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned Hyundai models, Greenway Hyundai of Decatur is here to service all of your Hyundai needs. Come visit our exceptional service department as well. With state-of-the-art facilities and a caring team of automotive professionals waiting to service your vehicle, make Hyundai of Decatur your number one choice for all your automotive needs. Give them a call today at 256-274-0279 or visit them online at greenwayhyundaiofdecatur.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the final closing segment of The Point with Bill Crawford alongside producer Brian Temple. We hope you enjoyed being with us today and learning a little bit about some things you may not have known about before. I certainly didn't know much about the Port of Huntsville. I do now, and I knew absolutely nothing about the Powerline Personnel Rodeo, but I'm going to learn a little more about that. I may go out there Saturday. Tomorrow on our show, as always, is Friendly Friday. We get away from politics and things of that nature, and we talk about good stuff. And the good stuff we're going to be talking about tomorrow are two. We have two guests. One is going to be Miss Tiffany Noel. She is with the Alabama Republican Women's of Madison County. They have some really unique charities that they support, and she's going to be telling us about all that. Looking forward to hearing that. And the other thing is, on April 20th, our station is part of a golf tournament along with ESPN 97.7. And we are going to be doing a golf tournament on April 20th at the Cherokee Ridge Golf Course to benefit the Alabama Make-A-Wish Foundation. And their lead person, Miss Alyssa Thomas, is going to be there to tell us everything about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And we look forward to hearing from her. And that'll just about wrap it up for us today. And just remember this, right now in this world, there's a lot of bad stuff going on. We have soldiers in harm's way. And just keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and know that whatever they're doing, they're doing it because they've been told to do it, and they're trying to make this country a better place so we can enjoy the life we live today. Keep your soldiers and sailors, airmen, marine, and all the rest of our servicemen in your thoughts and prayer. And remember this, we're glad to have you listening. God bless America. God bless you. And we will be back tomorrow. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, and we are out of here. Talk to you tomorrow.
God bless.